Children's hospitals across U.S. sponsor pride parades while providing costly sex change procedures. By Spencer Lindquist on July 6, 2022. Children's hospitals and other healthcare institutions that offer costly sex change operations, puberty blockers, and hormone replacement therapy, have sponsored pride parades throughout the country. Among the sponsors of the Boston Pride Parade, for example, was Fenway Health, which offers affirming care for trans and gender diverse youth. Fenway Health provides minors with various drugs that are used to suppress puberty or to masculinize or feminize a patient's body. A guide from Fenway Health titled Medical Care of Gender Diverse Children and Adolescents explains that the hospital uses leuprolide acetate, a drug that has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders, as a puberty blocker in children. Taking puberty blockers or hormone replacement therapy can make children infertile. Fenway Health's website also notes that while it is uncommon for patients under 18 to undergo surgery, trans health program staff are happy to assist in navigating these systems and discuss available options. Fenway Health even has a podcast called Pride in Our Health, with episodes bearing titles like Creating Community for LGBTQ+ People of Color, Social Transition and Mental Health Outcomes for Trans Youth, and Building a Transgender Health Program. But Fenway Health was only one of several healthcare institutions that sponsored a pride parade while also providing drugs and procedures, billed as gender-affirming care, that threatened to permanently damage a patient's body, psychology, and sexual function. One Twitter user pointed out that the Children's Hospital and Medical Center of Omaha, which has received federal funding for pediatric mental health services, is even set to host a drag queen story hour event. The hospital will also set up an information booth at the Heartland Pride Parade where attendees could learn about adolescent medicine and gender-affirming care. The hospital offers puberty blockers and hormone therapy. Breitbart News previously revealed that UCLA Health, which performs sex change operations on children, was one of the sponsors of the Los Angeles Pride Parade. Additionally, Breitbart News also revealed that Vanderbilt Health sponsored the Kids and Family section of the Nashville Pride Parade. The Vanderbilt Health Associated Network provides puberty suppression and hormone replacement services to minors through their pediatric transgender clinic. The Arkansas Children's Hospital sponsored the Northwest Arkansas Pride Parade. The hospital's website is vague, but notes that it offers gender-affirming care and pediatric endocrinology. Doctors are prohibited from providing cross-sex hormones to minors according to state law that was initially vetoed by Governor Hutchinson before he was overruled by the legislature. Meanwhile, the Vermont Pride Parade is sponsored by multiple entities that aid in sex changes, including the University of Vermont Medical Center, the University of Vermont Children's Hospital, which is part of the medical center, has a transgender youth program, which provides gender-variant and transgender children with comprehensive education and resources. The Children's Hospital provides both hormone suppression and hormone therapy, which they admit can sterilize a child. Vermont Gynecology, another sponsor of the parade, offers hormone therapy and surgical care for transgender patients. The parade is also sponsored by Planned Parenthood, which also offers hormone therapy in Vermont. Additionally, the parade is sponsored by Community Health Centers of Burlingame, which provides surgical referrals and hormone therapy. The Cincinnati Children's Hospital was one of 44 different sponsors of the Cincinnati Pride Parade and runs a transgender health clinic, where it practices what it calls adolescent and transition medicine. A frequently asked question section reveals that the Children's Hospital does indeed offer puberty blockers and gender-affirming hormones. The transgender clinic follows the guidelines of the Endocrine Society, which believes that gender-diverse youth should be able to access puberty suppression, hormone therapy, and medically indicated surgery. Equitas Health sponsored the parade as well. Notably, Equitas Health not only provides hormone therapy, but advertises that patients do not need any form of approval from a therapist or psychiatrist before going on the life-changing drugs. Planned Parenthood joined Equitas Health and the Cincinnati Children's Hospital as a sponsor of the parade and also aids sex change attempts, providing hormone replacement therapy in the Cincinnati area. The nation's largest abortion provider also offers puberty blockers to children. Molina Healthcare was yet another organization in the healthcare industry that sponsored the city's Pride Parade. The entity provides Lubrin, which has been used to chemically castrate sex offenders, to minors. The Iowa City Pride Parade was sponsored by University of Iowa Healthcare. The hospital received a score of 95/100 on the Healthcare Equality Index, which was funded by pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and Pharma and published by the Human Rights Campaign. University of Iowa Healthcare boasts that every member of our team has had LGBTQ-specific cultural humility training. The hospital offers a litany of operations that intend to masculinize or feminize the body. Breitbart News previously revealed that the Rady Children's Hospital of San Diego, which sponsored the city's Pride Parade, promotes kids' books that encourage child transgenderism and offers surgical referrals, puberty blockers, and hormone replacement therapy. Sex change attempts frequently carry hefty price tags, with those attempting to change their sex sometimes paying over $100,000. Puberty blockers can cost up to $1,200 a month for injections and range all the way up to $18,000 for an implant. Hormones range in price, with some spending roughly $1,500 annually. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.